Welcome back to another Web Comics Critique podcasty thing. It's like an emergency broadcast, if you will.
It's from the emergency room because we're both sick.
Yeah, there's that as well.
Zing.
You're going to hear a lot of coughing and dying.
Sniffling, mostly sniffling.
Yeah.
And also N's that sound like D's.
Or B's that sound like R's. What's that rattle? Sorry. Okay, I'm going to open with a good joke. What did the mother grit tell her baby grit?
Stay out of my beard.
No. With grit power comes grit responsibility. It's gritty humor.
I'm trying not to laugh because I end up coughing whenever I laugh.
It's not that hard with that joke. Okay.
Yeah, we're not the usual cough take that kind of joke we get. No, I just sign there and like.
Indeed. Okay, the real reason we're here is, obviously, webcomics.com now charging $30, that's $30 for you Americans, per year.
For the Boyga Brothers.
For the Boyga Brothers. That was brilliant. I'd pay $30 a year for a chainsaw suit. No, probably not.
For the books.
Yeah. $30. What are you, renting them out or something? But,
at least.
Anyway, I'm tired.
We're broken.
Yes.
Should I speak up? I don't know if I'm making too much noise.
Yeah, speak a little closer.
Oh, move in closer.
Oh, there we go. I moved the computer. Okay. Now, $30 a year now to view the content of webcomics.com. And, you know, there's good information on webcomics.com.
It's a good... I don't use it much, because I don't do webcomics.
I just look at them and laugh.
Or don't laugh. And then give you the answer.
Well, let's just read exactly what it says on the...
website.
The website for webcomics.com. Where are we going? Starting today, webcomics.com will begin charging a $30 per year subscription fee. That fee is going to be used to help support what this site has become and allow it to achieve its full potential.
Capitalist potential.
Well, that's not a bad idea. This is a recession. You want to make money out of everything you can do. It's totally understandable. I'm not against it in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying it might be a little bit of a slap in the face to all the people who were members.
I like when the suggestion... that was thrown in the comments thread where they give the people who submit articles the choice of making it subscription or...
Oh, yeah, that's the real problem with this. It's that it's not all their own stuff that's now accessible for...
I'm gonna cook.
For you and your rum. But it's not just...
It's not just Brad Geiger's work that he's charging for. He's charging for...
Everybody's.
The whole community's work.
And it's essentially this is like webcomics Wikipedia. You know, everybody can add a bit and say whether it's, you know, their own little tidbits of information. And, you know, I know there's like a lot of webcomics websites out there that also do this. I know I'm also a member of webcomicsinc.com. But type in www. First or you won't get taken there, which I recently found out. I don't understand that. Why do you have to type in www. Dot before some websites?
Taking some weird puns.
I'm trying to make a pun out of it, but yeah. I don't know. Some sort of cartoon.
What you should do octopus. Is it webcomics.inc or webcomicsinc.com?
Webcomicsinc.com.
You can just type in webcomicsinc and hit control enter.
You know far too much about computers. For me, they are the magical electro beast. That's why my old one is
broken.
That's
the thing, it's all wizardry.
Yeah. I found out that my old laptop didn't actually come with a backup disk for XP.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you probably have one somewhere.
No, it needs to be a specific one or something crazy. And I can't redo the repair file thingy, so it's just going to sit there and be dead. I tried doing a system restore and all that noise.
You
that
should load it up from Windows 7.
I probably could. Well, we'll see. I'm just going to experiment now with my old laptop. Let's see how it goes. Probably should.
Find Merlin sitting inside.
Merlin Man.
Well,
also, how come Webcomics Weekly hasn't done a new podcast?
Do you see my...
Well, at least we do one once a month.
Do you see my small...
We're your monthly friend.
Do you see my...
Sorry.
Like... Oh, God.
What?
But like that woman's issue.
That magazine? just doing a big grin. Woman's Way.
That's weekly.
Whatever.
What were we talking about? Rewind.
We were talking about Webcomics Weekly.
Oh, did you see my request to Dave Keller?
I saw your Twitter request. Actually, speaking of Twitter, let's just see what some people are saying about the whole webcomics.com thing, because I know a few people, fucking everybody, was saying something.
Yeah, the weird definition of everybody.
Yeah, well, David Gallagher specifically seems to be one of the more vocal people here, and he's a good guy, and his, I have his tweet here somewhere. His ideal model... does he write? I think he's the writer for, I know this because I looked at it earlier on. Oh god, now is not the time to be doing this slowly. High Moon Comic, that's it. He's the writer behind that. As well as The Winter Guard, Johnny Dollar, and Box 13. Sorry, my eyes are bad. I should really put my glasses on. But
you
also...
You just hit stop.
I did not hit stop. Just making sure. But yes, his ideal model, and this is just in a nutshell in a tweet he sent me. He doesn't mind me reading it aloud. Obviously he doesn't, because he wants the world to know. A basic site for the casual reader is the ideal model, and a business-to-business site for the webcomics-minded professional. You know, so casual artists can get basic info, but all the kind of business...
Yeah, like all stuff. That stuff that Brad Geiger talked about now, where it's like, for the members of the site, we'll be sending out an email telling you to get ready for...
Yeah, to get ready for conventions.
Yeah,
so that's
just sending out to premium readers.
Yeah.
And the basic readers know they're not getting that.
Yeah. But even if basic readers just had access to... tips and tricks with Photoshop and another drawing apparatus.
Yeah, they kind of made the drawing stuff basic the business stuff premium.
Mm. But I don't know. I don't like the way it's polarizing now, the difference between casual webcomic artists and professionals.
The very first thing it reminded me of
what?
Was, do you remember about a year and a half, probably just about a year ago now, the Pearl Jam forums went paid... Members only.
Oddly specific people. Oddly specific. So yes. But yes, it is an apt analogy. I was not a member at the time.
Yeah,
or I was, wasn't I?
The Pearl Jam forums used to be open to everyone. And then...
and that was just the paid
early
members.
2009, it only became... It became an exclusive for 10 club members, which is the Pearl Jam fan club.
So, now the community is... oddly divided, where there's like one forum full of psychopathic, awful Pearl Jam fans, and then there's a free forum full of
normal
weird
people.
Psychopathic Pearl Jam fans, but also some normal people.
That's alright then. Let's take a look at a few more Twitter things. Here's Migo_go saying, so webcomics.com has started charging subscription. Is this a good time to remind people about We Make Webcomics?
It was actually Magic 13.
Or via Magic 13. Oh, yeah, well, I'm just reading that some people. If it says via someone at the end, I don't know. That's not how you retweet. People learn how to retweet, for God's sake. God's sake, man. Twitter's this.
Ye gods! What a world.
This is sacrilege. La 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 la. What else have we got? That's just some people. A lot of retweets of that Magic 13 guy.
Yeah.
And David Gallagher and Magic 13 are all big players. Big players.
We should probably look at that website.
Nah. Let's all look at webcomicscritique.wordpress.com for all your latest news, possibly in webcomics in podcast form, maybe.
And cynicism.
Lucky.
A healthy dose of cynicism.
Oh, this is Lemo. This is another guy I want to point out. Lemo of Blanket Comics. That's blank it, not blanket. That's one word. What does he say? For the record, I'm not going to nerd rage about webcomics.com's new premium. At Geiger... That's Brad Geiger's Twitter name, is building a business model. I just won't be buying in.
Which is fair enough.
And Lemo is also a fantastic artist, so, you know, it's not like he really needs to read up on the latest tips and tricks. He knows what he's doing. That's Valerie D'Orazio again. Occasional superheroine. Her blog. Robot Beach, which I reviewed not very long ago, is asking, is anyone planning to sign up for webcomics.com? Just want to get an idea who's planning on visiting the forums and such. That's right. If there is a bad crowd, do not get involved.
We're not the hard way.
It's the Pearl Jam forums all over again.
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Star Trek forums.
Who's then? Oh, jeez, man. Oh, those were crazy. Kids, do not go to the Star Trek forums. Really?
Ever.
Well, I suppose they were fine for a little while. Back when they were fun. Yeah, and then something crazy happened, and everybody went insane. Sorry, I'm just reading through a few more tweets here.
We'll be right back.
We're not going to edit this, so stick with the pauses.
And we're
okay.
back.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, we had to pause that for a jiffy to...
I was reminded of something.
Yes. Miss Angela, MISANGELA, I cannot spell. So the webcomics.com guys have decided that they are so important, they must charge to read their pearls of wisdom. I'm so disappointed.
Well, Miss Angela, if that is your real name...
I don't think it is.
You probably have a point.
No, that's a fair point. Some people are going to be pretty upset about it. Because,
yeah,
you know,
fair enough.
What was free is now costing money, and that's going to piss anyone off. If they had done it maybe charged from its inception, it would have taken a sting out of it. But
well, they probably wouldn't have had a large enough reader base for itself.
Look at it this way. Pro webcomics, people who make money off their webcomic... and, you know, use it as an income kind of thing. They, what do they do? They can, sorry. I'm sorry.
Distracted by a phone ringing.
I was distracted by the phone ringing. But, yeah, the pro webcomics can put it down as, like, a tax deduction anyway, so it doesn't make that much of a difference. It's the casual webcomic artist. And that's another thing I wanted to talk about. And this is why we're going to segue into this for a jiffy. And also for the rest of the podcast. Because...
Yay.
No more of this. Webcomics and economics. That's what I wanted to do for the Friday feature, but this got in the way. Well, do you think there'll be more webcomicers now looking to supplement their income by starting up webcomics now, or do you think there'll be fewer webcomic people as they focus more on their regular jobs rather than on their
or
webcomics?
Focus on getting a second job.
Or focus on a second job. Jog? Job. Man. New Year's resolution, everybody. Start jogging.
No, colds. B's sound like G's. It's all good.
Mixing the word boggle. Very funny.
Gobble.
Turkey. Just in time for Christmas. You see, that's... You know what? I was going to go into a whole thing about how turkeys were invented by people with colds, but, you know...
By Santa Claus.
That's not funny. But that's why we didn't do that. Yeah. Where was I? Oh, yes. Webcomic artists.
Yeah,
are they actually going
I'd
to
I'd say there'll be more people trying to make money out of it, but less people succeeding.
Hmm. Because it is kind of the gift economy kind of thing. It's sort of immune
to
recession.
It's
going to
be people trying to make money out of it with maybe less time to actually put into it.
Mm.
So it'll be all the need, but none of the success.
So do you see 2010 being the year for webcomic?
2010 being the year where webcomics kind of established themselves as a business, but... didn't really have all that much influx of new business.
Yeah, they'll definitely stand out further from print comics anyway.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I mean, that's
it's going to be a crazy year anyway with Scott Kerr staying off Daily Cartoonist. That's going to be a big change.
I wonder if that's going to work.
No, it's not. I give it till February.
I give it till next week. I love you, Scott Kurtz, but man, you got no willpower.
Also,
oh, no, you
a
do,
temper.
You do. Well, you see, that's a bad combination.
That said, I do want that debate between him and Ted Rall to happen.
I would enjoy it. But Ted Rall seems to be just up his own.
He's a jerk.
At least Scott Kurtz has reality on his side.
And most of Daily Cartoon is at this point.
Probably. Let's go up a little further and see.
Hold on, go back down for a second. We're scrolling through the search tweets.
Just search webcomics, it's great fun.
I feel there's too much free support out there for fledging webcomics people to a piece.
Does that sentence make sense?
No.
Okay. Actually, that is a good point, though, about precedent. What's this going to do now for other webcomics sites, the smaller webcomics group sites? You know, the ones that kind of do a similar thing.
I think a lot of them will find out that there isn't enough demand for a
pay site? I think pay site. I think webcomics.com did the right thing by getting in first as a pay site.
Yeah, webcomics.com is the most professional one out there.
Oh my, yes.
And therefore, it has the most reason to work on a pay-to-view basis.
Mm.
Everything else is run pretty much by amateurs for amateurs.
Yeah. But I actually think that'll do for the casual webcomic readers now. Casual webcomic artists, sorry, not readers, casual webcomic artists shouldn't need to pay for this now. There are plenty of other webcomic sites out there, you know, that'll fulfill your casual webcomic needs.
But at the same time, I can see why you'd want to go to
webcomic. Honestly, there's only so many ways to do
that
things.
That said, no, if you want to get Brad Geiger, Scott Kurtz.
What happened to Brad Geiger there? Did he just fast forward or Brad Geiger? What's that?
I was trying to think of the other guy's names. Scott Kurtz.
Okay.
Chris Straub and Dave Kett. If you want to get their advice, buy the book.
Yeah, the book. The book is fantastic. And how much was the book?
I think you get it for $15 from Amazon.
Well, that's half of what you get for the year's thing. And you can read this in your own leisure. And also the Webcomics Weekly things, if they ever, and God willing, they will come back.
I really hope that, because, let's face it, we're not listening for the webcomics advice anymore.
No, and that is entertainment rather than, well, it's as much entertainment as it is anything else, and it's going to be hard to charge for that. How far are we into this? We're not too bad.
15 minutes.
A little more. Sorry, I'm just reading, George Comics, georgecomics.com, has just tweeted its update. It's good.
Toothpaste.
Don't ruin it.
That was the least ruining thing I could have said.
I could have just said George Comics. Let's see. And there's also, look at this.
People who will likely pay for a subscription to webcomics.com are people looking for a secret recipe. That's a good point. That comes from Monkey Moo.
I like this. DGriff13. My latest tips and tricks is a doozy. The full evolution of my process in creating webcomics, pen and ink to tablet PCs. And there's a link there via something. I'm not going to click the link because God knows what it will be. But, you know, that just goes to show there are a lot of other people out there showing their process. I mean,
you get as much out of a bad process that you see on the internet as you do out of a good process.
Yeah. And you will.
So even if you're looking at someone doing things a very hard way, like what I used to do in my Chris Cornell comics. That was
bad.
A lot of stuff going on there. But I learned from that. And when I came back to making that one other Chris Cornell comic that I made.
I'm going to stop you there. Dr. Hastings on Twitter. DrHastings. Dr. Hastings. $30 a year at webcomics.com. A steal! How much did I have to spend on drinks to make at John Rosenberg spill secrets when I was starting out?
That's a good point.
That is a good point. I mean, the fact is $30 a year, especially given the euro's supremacy over the dollar. Jerks.
But you know what the fact is?
You know, it is a steal.
Do you know what the fact is?
What? What's the fact? Tell me the fact. What's the fact, man?
I'm safe in saying this because we don't have a large enough listenership to make it a problem.
Listenership?
That's the word.
The Good Ship Listener. Go on.
Good Ship Chronicles.
That's an update. I know, I haven't been checking. I should.
I checked yesterday.
Oh.
The last one was that click clack.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit, that hasn't updated.
I think he explained it as working away on the Zach Meaner thing and Christmas.
Oh, here's.
Oh no.
Yeah, you say your words and then we'll say these words.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have a large enough listenership to make this a problem, so it's okay to say it. If you email Brad Geiger or Scott Kurtz or Chris Straub or Dave Kellett about a specific problem you're having,
yeah,
and make it, you know, one small request about a problem you're having, they will probably email you back.
Oh yeah, Chris. I've emailed Chris Straub before. He's a good guy.
Advice, or at least someone you can go to for advice.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, go there for a confessional or anything, but, you know, they have comics advice, and it's something specific, like, how did you do something?
How did you get comics press to do this? Or how
Or do you...
Actually, Chris Straub might be the guy to ask about that right now.
What happened there?
I think you have to get the guy who makes Comics Press in to help him out with it.
Weird.
Because it just wouldn't work.
That's crazy.
I'm not sure it's working. In fact, go to chainsawsuit.com for a minute.
All right. But, well, we are going to come back and read that.
We will read those tweets in just a moment. Just making sure that...
That's typing.
Straub website is working proper.
Let's find out. Because I remember Chainsaw Soup was...
I do wish the...
This had a very long blog, actually. Today's the Boyka Brothers.
And it's just a really weird, fictional history of the Boyka Brothers.
Where's the, what were you talking about? This seems to be working.
Well, for one thing, I wish the comments would be defaulted on, but I'm not sure he can actually do that. But the other thing I want to check was if that random button was working, because all last, well, since the website went up, it was just linking you to... Okay, it's working.
The same comic each time.
Yeah, it was always linking you to the front page comic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But no, it's working now. That's a good thing.
That is a chiropractic job.
That's one of the earliest ones.
Is it? Wow. That was good. Okay. I'm going to read... oh, man. I just cannot pronounce. I probably mispronounced Valerie...
Daddario or whatever her name was.
Daddario?
I don't know.
Oh, you just can't remember names. But, yeah.
Daddario?
Oh, you know what? I'm just not even going to... comment. Yeah, Zieglarf. Z-I-E-G-L-A-R.
It's a T.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like Ziegel Art.
Are you sure? It looks like an F.
It's a T.
It looks like
Think about it. Web like comics a, guy.
It looks
Put on your glasses.
No, no, look, because the T down here has got a little curly thing on the end.
That's true.
But that hasn't got a curly thing on the top, really. Oh, maybe it's the... Is that a comma at the end? I don't know. Okay, that's just...
Hold on.
Let's ignore that.
Actually, we'll click on this.
Oh, you see, look, there's Sanford.
Yeah.
And that's an F.
Okay,
so it is Zieglarf. You see? It's foreign. It's ethnic. It's... I can't say it. Filthy. Sorry. I joke.
We apologize to all our listeners.
I apologize.
Yeah,
to all four of you? Okay.
Hi, Emmy.
Anyway, I think the info on webcomics.com is worth $30 a year, but it's a bad business move. Do you think it's a bad business move?
I think it's a good business move. Honestly. I don't think it was a business before now, so any kind of charity, any way
to make money is obviously a business move. It's a, but they're obviously going to lose a lot of people who aren't going to buy into this.
Yeah.
You know, and as Lemo said earlier on, he's not buying into this.
It's a bad community move.
Hmm. And they did do it to get rid of trolls. Can you imagine it? A thing without trolls? That's never going to happen. Because trolls will pay. People are, by their very nature, trolls. Look at,
It's the thing. As soon as someone who's paid €30 disagrees with something Scott Kurtz says...
$30.
Yeah. €10.
€4. Sorry, we're watching the stock exchange here.
As soon as someone who's paid into it... disagrees with something Scott Kurtz says, or disagrees with something, I don't know, name a webcomic artist who posts there.
I don't know, I don't frequently.
Yeah, as soon as someone disagrees with an article, they're going to become a troll.
Maybe.
Or
it depends on how...
There's every likelihood.
I think if you paid in for it, though, they're not going to kick you off the forums. Although, you have to look at it that way, that's a certain...
Apparently we're paying as much for moderation as we are for...
But it says here, actually, on the webcomics thing, monthly input from Scott Kurtz and Robert Koo. I'd love to hear the Robert Koo stuff, because getting on... What?
Read the Robert Koo stuff.
What did I say?
Here.
What?
You said here.
Getting here.
You said you'd love to hear the Robert Koo stuff.
I hear with my eyes. I could read it out loud and listen to myself talk.
Pedantic bastard.
Yeah, you really are. Jerk. But, yeah. I'd like to read the Robert Koo stuff, because he's, from what I understand, one of the greatest business minds in webcomics. And the Penny Arcade, he's the Penny Arcade business guy.
And their business model is...
But a lot of people, this is what I want to say, a lot of people are saying that Scott Kurtz is not going to do monthly contributions.
Yeah.
As he's just, I don't know, to be honest,
judging by the Webcomics Weekly production schedule, it's not so much weekly as biannually.
That sounds like a weird shape.
Okay.
But, yes, I don't personally see that happening very much. I don't see any words about Chris Straub or,
Other things. Straub was always more the kind of guy who jumped in into comments thread.
Yeah. And I don't see anything for Dave Kellett here either. I'd love to hear something from
Dave
Kellett.
See, here's the thing. Any sort of advice that Straub or Kellett or even Kurtz is going to give out, they're going to give out in their Ustream.
That's the thing. You guys, you can subscribe to their Ustream thing. I know it is kind of awkward for us while we're just living in a time zone that's
5 hours ahead. Canada's usually streaming just as we're getting up for work.
That's true. What?
You.
No, as you're getting up for work, I get up about a half an hour later because I'm in at work later.
Yeah, but you're in the same time as me usually now.
Shut up. I'm down for 10 to 2 tomorrow, so you're on your own for the delivery.
You best.
Yeah, why are we talking about work? Screw work.
Because we need to work to pay for webcomings.com.
Exactly. I'm also not paying for that.
No, I'm never paying in. Sorry.
I'm giving up comicking for a little while.
I never even read it, so...
I'm going to work on writing for a little while. I haven't done that in a while.
I'm going to work on sleeping.
Let's see. I had some more notes on this. Let's see. No. Real problem? No. Blah. No. Blah. Actually, I think I've gone through everything.
Real problem is that they're dividing their readership. That's...
Yeah,
whatever you say about it.
I don't want to see a split between... You know the way you've got print webcomics and then... Sorry, not print webcomics. That doesn't make any
print
sense.
Comics
print comics and webcomics.
You don't want to split the webcomic community.
The webcomic community, I think it's going to be split now between casual webcomicers, people who do it either for fun or maybe just... Actually, no, it'll probably just be people who do it for fun and then people who do it for income, either as a supplement or as their primary income. And if that gets split, then what the hell? I mean, webcomicking is about making comics to enjoy. It is about community. And I know, I've reviewed several comics that are just plain, utter, deplorable...
Tripe,
yes, tripe is a good... I was going to use a word that almost sort of rhymes with tripe that would have to be bleeped out later, but...
it's basically a 15s podcast now.
It is, I suppose. I've already cursed. Who cares? We're not editing. I'm too tired. This is going straight up.
Yeah, I could when I get it, but I'm not gonna.
Well, I'll upload it. I'll probably upload it myself. This new computer should be able to do that. So yeah, what did Valerie D'Arazio actually say anything on it? She quoted a couple of the comments basically asked, would other people be willing to pay for other things? Maybe occasional superheroine. Her blog. I don't know. That's the thing. It is setting a dangerous precedent. There's David Gallagher again commenting there. Like I said, he's a big name.
Or at least just a fairly widespread name.
He gets around. He's been nominated for a lot of awards.
Yeah?
And his writing is very good. I've read some of High Noon. It is great.
I've never heard of him.
Well, it's because, you know, internet, big place.
It is. And really, I think I've seen a lot of it. Not like that. Well...
Let's see. Probably, but, I mean, I like the way the new webcomics.com thing is, you know, advertising itself. Deals on merchandise, inside information on conventions, vendors, and all that. This is really for the business, and it's the casual creator.
What about deals on merchandise?
I don't know, it just says deals on merchandise. Maybe there'll be, you know, members will get such a percentage off on all the half-pixel crew, kind of.
That's kind of crappy.
Well, it is kind of... Webcomics.com is
if this is about webcomics.com being a business, then it shouldn't be tied into any of their entertainment.
I don't think it's going to be a separate... I don't think it's meant to be a separate business. It's meant to be kind of an extension of their group of half-pixel webcomics. Oh, there's Paw. Paw's home from work, everybody.
I think they should try and keep it separate as much as possible.
Yes. Yes.
And if you want to say deals on merchandise, make it a deal with, say...
Long pause. That was awesome. It's not often I get to meow on a podcast.
Make it a deal with, say... Do you remember back when they were sponsored by...
Orange Soda?
No, the podcast was sponsored by...
We can't remember who, obviously, but their Webcomics Weekly podcast was sponsored by File. Were they File?
I think it was a printing company or a posting company or something.
Something like that.
Either way, make a deal where it's like you get... Remember there was a deal for first-time subscribers that they were advertising back then?
Yeah.
Make it a deal where it's like they sent out vouchers or whatever.
Yeah. Or whatever. You know, it could be a... Who knows? I mean, I want to see where it goes, and I probably will join once I get back to webcomicking myself, but that's not going to be for a long time.
I'm never going to join.
Because, I mean, let's face it, I can't afford Photoshop. And I can't draw on paper. I'm just bad at that. I keep reaching for an undo button when I'm on paper.
Actually, I was reading a thing on rockpapershotgun.com. Rockpapershotgun.com, great PC gaming website.
Not PC gaming, PC gaming.
I was reading a thing on, and it was just a guest.
Go on.
Just a guest article writer guy called Quentin Smith from Galway writing about games, and he was saying how playing games has kind of warped his mind.
Tiny world. Mind. He's from Galway, that's his problem.
Like, he was saying that... Hi, Pam. He was saying...
Hey.
He was saying that when he goes into a shop and he's like... He was looking to buy kitchen knives.
Yeah.
And he was saying, well, if I buy the most expensive one, that'll mean I won't have to upgrade later. But if I buy a cheap one, it means it'll break down. Then I have to upgrade one.
Oh,
and then
God.
I was like, wait, I recognize that thought process. It's from The Sims. And then he's like, then he got home and realized that he had decorated his new, he had just moved out of his parents' house.
Yeah.
And he recognized that he had just decorated his new apartment.
That is a big step in a gamer's life, moving out of the parents' house.
Yeah, he was like 40. He realized he had decorated his apartment in the exact same style that he decorated his house in some role-playing games that he played.
Oh, God.
And then I was reading the comments about those people who keep on reaching for the quick save button in real life. I've noticed myself wishing I was a quick save here.
I found myself wondering if I could just switch off and go back to my last save point.
That's basically what quick save is.
Is that what quick save is? Well, I don't know.
It's like wishing you could go back to your last save point is kind of what you do after you quick save.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I wish I could have a save point here so that if this goes wrong, I can come back here, try it all over again.
That involves thinking ahead. I don't do that.
Yeah. Either way, that's how warped our minds are, and I forget why that came up.
Because reaching for the undo button in real life.
That's the thing.
That's it. If you get a tablet, if you start using your tablet and you use it too frequently, and that's what I'm going to do. That's why I'm starting webcomics. I'm going to work on drawing paper for a while.
I think rather than investing in webcomics.com, you should save up that 30 euro every
dollar.
20 euro every
20,
year.
20 euro or 30
every
dollar.
Year
until
you can afford a Cintiq. By the time you're 55...
That's being generous. You can afford the one that's out now.
You would have given up.
Oh, God. I can't wait for the day when we can draw comics with our mind. Can we do that yet? We can move cursors with our mind. I've seen that in TV shows.
I can't even get out of bed using the power of my mind. Low willpower. Also sleepy. Also sick.
Yeah, get out of my house.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, let's just end it there. Webcomics.com is now charging money.
Let's face it, it's...
Is it worth it? It probably is if you're a professional. If you're not a professional, go to any other webcomics website.
They've been in the business long enough that if it's not working out, they'll fix it.
Yeah, they'll go back to... Well, I suppose they'll go back to it after a year if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
But obviously, making some money is better than making no money.
That's true.
But if it depends. If they can run... If their income from ads gets more than charging money for people, because there's no ads now. They've gotten rid of the ads.
Were there ads before?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I'm not sure if you've ever run
I've never actually noticed. I don't pay attention to ads on the internet.
Yeah,
which just goes to show, advertising
the
internet. What
now.
The hell? Let's end this here and now. Thank you. Webcomicscritique.wordpress.com. I've been David Coyote Tracks Kirk.
And I've been Alan Byrne. You can see my stuff at zmemusic.com or mrhams.wordpress.com, where I've just put up my retrospective on the year 2009.
It's fairly short when you consider the length of the year.
Here's the thing. I didn't see any movies.
We have to go see Avatar.
Well, I saw Star Trek. And I saw...
Star Trek. you couldn't decide between Star Trek and Star Trek.
Because me and Emily went to see it before me and you went to see it. And we were calling it Star Trek before you even started your webcomic.
Yeah. Back when my webcomic was just the doodle on the back of my study sheets for my final exam.
Exactly. And I saw Slumdog Millionaire, which was good.
Okay.
We saw Moon.
Moon, that was alright.
But I think that was it.
I don't know. Let's make a webcomics... Or not webcomics.
We'll do another Mr. Hans music-y, entertainment-y podcast.
Yeah. Soon. All right. Take care out there, Internet. Have fun.
We love you.
Peace and chicken grease.
We love you like our own family. Bye.
So long.